Was Sauron really a necromancer? That's the name he went by when he was recovering in Dol Guldur, but was he? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, and other great fantasy books and TV shows like The Witcher. Welcome. One of the side plots of The Hobbit was when Gandalf left the dwarves and Bilbo outside Mirkwood to deal with the necromancer. We know now, and Gandalf knew at the time, that the necromancer was really Sauron, recovering in Dol Guldur. The necromancer was clearly a name used by Sauron to hide his true identity and also scare people off from investigating. Legends of the necromancer had seemingly even got as far as the Shire. Gandalf says in passing that, "Even you, Bilbo, won't need me to tell you tales of that black sorcerer." Gandalf, of course, did investigate and did discover the necromancer's true identity, but it took him a long time, so it was a good disguise by Sauron. It worked. But was it just a random, sinister name that he chose, or was he actually a necromancer, a sorcerer of death? The name obviously conjures up ideas of armies of skeletons or communing with evil spirits and the like, but was that really what Sauron did? He seems more into crafting rings of power, growing an army of orcs and things like that. Not good, obviously, but technically not necromancy. So was Sauron actually a necromancer, or was it just a sinister-sounding alias that he used? Well, let's start by acknowledging that the character and name of Sauron did not emerge fully formed in Tolkien's mind. He went through a number of iterations over a number of decades before finally settling on the antagonist that we know from The Lord of the Rings, and some of those iterations were definitely necromantic. For example, we have Thu, spelt T-H-U, who appears in The Lay of Lathian, written in the late 1920s. He had hosts of phantoms and wandering ghosts, and is actually called a necromancer. At which point, let's take a brief digression into Tolkien's in-world theology when it comes to spirits, phantoms, and ghosts. It gets quite deep quite quickly, but the headline is that he envisaged a clear distinction between, for humans and elves at least, and some others, between spirits, which he called Fea, and bodies, which he called Hroa. You could kill somebody's body, but their spirit would live on. For elves, that meant going to the halls of Mandos unless they specifically resisted, and for humans, well, Tolkien kept that a mystery. They went somewhere. Spirits that linger in some way after the bodies have died are known as unbodied, and this is one of the things that Tolkien had to say about them in Morgoth's Ring. It is therefore a foolish and perilous thing, besides being a wrong deed forbidden justly by the appointed rulers of Arda, if the living seek to commune with the unbodied, though the houseless may desire it, especially the most unworthy among them. For the unbodied, wandering in the world, are those who at the least have refused the door of life and remain in regret and self-pity. Some are filled with bitterness, grievance, and envy. Some were enslaved by the Dark Lord and do his work still, though he himself is gone. They will not speak truth or wisdom. To call on them is folly. To attempt to master them and to make them servants of one's own will is wickedness. Such practices are of Morgoth, and the necromancers are the host of Sauron, his servant. And then, to make it even clearer, it is said that Sauron did these things and taught his followers how to achieve them. So enslaving these homeless spirits was something Sauron did, and other necromancers were in his host, and he taught them what he knew. Obviously, the classic example of one of Sauron's followers enslaving and commanding these spirits is the Witch King of Angmar. The Barrow Wights, the hobbits encountered in The Lord of the Rings, were evil spirits sent there by the Witch King. But what examples do we have of Sauron himself using these homeless spirits? Quite a few, actually. In the Silmarillion, we read of Sauron that he was become now a sorcerer of dreadful power, master of shadows and of phantoms, foul in wisdom, cruel in strength, misshaping what he touched, twisting what he ruled, lord of werewolves. So he was a master of shadows and phantoms, which sounds pretty necromantic to me, but also lord of werewolves is important. Tolkien's werewolves weren't like our modern conception, humans turned into rabid wolves every full moon. His, or Sauron's, werewolves were wolves into which Sauron had imprisoned dreadful spirits. Whose? We don't know, but it will be those unbodied spirits we talked about earlier. Then, of course, we get the Ringwraiths. The power of the One Ring and its relation to the Nine is obviously multi-layered. Technically, their lives were unnaturally extended and their bodies incorporeal, rather than them having died, but we definitely have a situation where Sauron's magic has bound their spirits to this plane when they otherwise wouldn't be. When Merry stabbed the Witch King, he was cleaving the undead flesh, breaking the spell that knit his unseen sinews to his will. The Nazgul were undead, and under the control of Sauron the Necromancer. And if you look for it, you'll find more hints that binding unbodied spirits was something Sauron did a lot of. Take the Two Watchers, for example. They didn't really appear in the films other than in a passing glimpse, but they stand at the border of Mordor on either side of the gate into Cirith Ungol's courtyard. Two great multifaceted statues that block entry to enemies and shriek if anyone does get past. Tolkien tells us that some dreadful spirit of evil vigilance abode in them. With many other writers, you might treat that as flowery language, but Tolkien didn't use words like spirit or any words for that matter, lightly. He almost certainly means quite literally that some evil spirit was trapped in there. Then there are the dead marshes that Sam, Frodo and Gollum pass through en route to Mordor. I did a whole other video on that if you're interested. Tolkien doesn't give us a full explanation of what is going on there, but instead leaves us with Sam's horrified musing. There are dead things, dead faces in the water. The dead can't really be there. Is it some devilry hatched in the dark land? Sam may not understand all the whys and wherefores, but his conclusion is probably right. Those dead things in the water are held there by Sauron's magic. More necromancy, of a different type, but necromancy nonetheless. And if you were wondering, although Sauron wasn't name-checked in The Hobbit and his final conception wasn't there yet, Tolkien definitely did think that the necromancer was Sauron, as he wrote in a letter in 1937, so well before The Lord of the Rings was finished. Mr. Baggins began as a comic tale among conventional and inconsistent Grimm's fairy tale dwarves, and got drawn into the edge of it so that even Sauron the Terrible peeped over the edge. So Sauron was originally, or from very early on, intended to be a necromancer, and was named as such, and there are numerous examples of him doing necromantic things with his hosts of phantoms and of wandering ghosts. And if you take this in the way that Tolkien seems to have understood it, necromancy being the engagement with and enslaving of houseless spirits of elves or whoever whose bodies have died or faded, but their spirits or fear have lingered, then we have plenty of examples of him doing just that. There are the werewolves he controlled in the Silmarillion, the Ringwraiths, probably the Two Watchers, and whatever was going on with all those dead faces in the dead marshes. He took spirits and controlled them, turning them to his evil will. Sauron didn't create new evil minions. He couldn't. Only Iluvatar could create something from nothing. So he captured the spirits of the deceased and bound them to other bodies, places and things. Such wickedness was an abomination. But that was Sauron. And what is more, he seems to have taught the foul practices he knew to some of his own followers. In particular, the Witch King, who sent his own foul spirits that he had captured to the Barrow Downs, where they became known as the Barrow Wights. Sauron wasn't just a necromancer. He was the master of necromancers. Perhaps that's why in The Hobbit, Gandalf doesn't just call him a necromancer. Sauron is the necromancer. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.